So just keep standing, if you will. I just want to, Father, we just release your peace over Michelle and Sam and family members, Father God. We just thank you, Father, for that peace that passes all understanding, Father, to keep their heart and their mind in you, Father. Father, we just bless them, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, that your grace is sufficient for every season. Your grace is sufficient for every circumstance that we find ourselves in. And so, Father, let your grace be multiplied to them right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you that you have kept them. You have kept them. Oh, hallelujah. That they know your presence, that they're sensing your peace like never before. We have hearts of gratitude that you are being who you they need you to be to them right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We give him glory. We give him praise. And, you know, Michelle, a couple, you could be seated. Thank you. Michelle, one of her messages was, I think it was 3 days ago, that she had just led Sam's best friend to the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hearts are being turned towards Jesus in this time. And so we're so grateful. We're so grateful. We have another announcement to make. Yeah. Laura and Blake, guess what? Increase. Hallelujah. Are they there? Laura, oh, there you are. Glory to God. Wow. Congratulations. Amen. You get, yeah, Bubba number 3. Yeah, doing well. What I love about our church is that we take the command of be fruitful and multiply very, very seriously. And, yeah. So, wow, congratulations, guys. Wonderful. Such increase. Beautiful. Wow. How faithful is our God? So, why don't you just extend your hands? Father, we just bless these guys. Tim, come on. Hey, thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you. And just as we just shared, Father, your grace is sufficient. So, Father, we thank you for grace, for increase in this season, Lord. We just thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your anointing, Lord God, that rests mightily upon these two, to parent and for this season of their lives, Father. Preparation, Father. We just thank you, Father. We bless them. We call this little baby blessed in the name of Jesus. Father, your word says that every good and every perfect gift comes from you. And so, Father, we declare even right now this baby is perfect in every way, Father. Thank you, Father. We just bless. We bless him or her, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bless these guys in the name of Jesus. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you guys. Awesome, awesome. Hey. Wow. Oh, thank you, Jesus. How great is our God? Where's Joshua gone? What's going on? You know we have need of thee. Bless the Lord. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, Lord, we have need of you. Whew. I don't know about you, but I grow more and more needy every day. For him. Amen. He is worthy. Can we just sing that song just once more, Josh? Worthy is your name. Yeah? Won't you just put your hand on your heart and just close your eyes and just lean into him. Sing to him. Sing to him from your heart. Yeah. Lock in.
Thank you.
have so much to be thankful for. Amen. So much to be grateful for. He sustained us. 25, amen. Through many challenges, strengthened us through them. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll probably be on repeat a little bit from last week. So I feel like we're sort of stepping out of one year into another. Yeah? That's what we're doing. We're stepping in. And I believe that he's given us an open door. He's given us a word to actually step into what he has for us. Step into the grace that he has already prepared for us for this year. You see, it just takes agreement and stepping into what's on his heart and on his mind for us. Coming into agreement with his plan and just following through because he is faithful. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thanks, Josh. Thank you. Thank you. I believe 2025 was marked. He marked us as a church in a place that of the pursuit of his presence. That's what marked it for us, the pursuit of his presence. The pursuit of his presence is the pursuit of him. You know, I think sometimes we wonder what his presence is. It's actually him. It's Jesus himself pursuing him. Many of us picked up on the word that God had towards us at the end of 2025, and that was pray through for breakthrough. And we have so many testimonies of people experiencing incredible breakthroughs. Some of them so close to their heart that they can't be shared yet because they're still pondering them. Yeah? And that's good because God wants to keep us in a safe place. Is that right? Amen. Pray through for breakthrough. And we followed through in prayer. We're seeing what the effect is of the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man and how powerful it is when we actually lean into him and we begin to pray with him. Amen? He's able to fulfill his purposes in our lives. And that's what we see coming to pass powerfully. And we are thankful. You know, I believe that thankfulness is a virtue that can completely change our lives because it actually ushers us into the presence of God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. It ushers us into the presence of God. I believe thankfulness can change our families, our own lives, our family's life, our city's life, our region's life, and the nation's life. When we begin to enter in, he says, enter in to his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. So what he's saying is you enter straight into the presence of God when you begin to give him thanks and praise. Amen? When you begin to give him praise for all that he is, not only what he has done, but all that he is. Amen? We begin to experience him and his presence on a whole new level. That's the place where fullness of joy abides. Amen? That's the place where pleasures forevermore abide when we enter into his gates and into his courts. Oh, bless the Lord. Amen? When we enter into his gates with thanksgiving, we are actually entering into him. We begin to abide in him. Oh, hallelujah. That's a good place to be, under the shadow of the Almighty, because that's a place where no power can hurt us. Nothing can touch us. We become inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High. Because we enter into his gates with thanksgiving, we enter into his courts with praise. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. We enter into him. I'm a bit excited, as you can see. Bless the Lord. I want to keep on track. I believe that he's building us in a culture of thanksgiving by his Spirit. It's by his Spirit he's doing this. It's not something that we're trying to do. But thankfulness is rising up on the inside of our family. Amen? A heart of gratitude is rising up. Just as a spirit of prayer was released, a spirit of thanksgiving is being released on the inside of the church because he has so much more for us. This is what I believe that we're entering into in 2026, a spirit of thankfulness. Oh, bless the Lord. He has so much in store for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His intention is that we would experience his presence like never before. He said to me, when I shared a few months ago when I was sitting at the back of the church, when we had it was one of those meetings where the presence of God was so strong, and I want more. Anyone else? He's provided a way for us to experience more. But I was sitting up the back, and I said to him, what are you doing? Like, what's happening here? And he said to me, Kim, I'm creating a sanctuary, a sacred place where my presence abides. That's what I'm creating. Amen? That's what I'm creating, a sacred place, an abiding place. And I create it through your thanks and I create it through your praise. In Nehemiah, when he'd finished building the wall, he had a dedication service. He planned it so that it would turn the entire city into a sanctuary of praise. He planned this worship service, I'm repeating myself, so that God could turn the entire city into a sanctuary of praise. He planned a worship service so that God was able to turn a city into a sanctuary of praise. That's better. The entire city into a sanctuary of praise. Amen? How did he do that? Nehemiah divides the singers and the leaders into thanksgiving choirs that begin to march in opposite directions on the top of the wall, meeting at the temple for a climatic worship service. Oh, hallelujah. Two choirs. In Nehemiah 12:40, we see, so the two thanksgiving choirs took their places in the house of God, as did I and the half of the officials with me. What did they do? They led thanksgiving. Each choir was literally called a thanksgiving choir, assigned to vocalize gratitude to God for his faithfulness. Oh, bless the Lord. Amen? And what's the statement that the Holy Spirit releases out of me so often? This city is under siege of the Holy Spirit. Amen? He's turning our city. Someone say he's turning our city into a sanctuary of praise. Amen? A place of praise. Oh, hallelujah. What an assignment. What a job to have to give thanksgiving to God. Choirs set up to give thanksgiving to God. That was their role, to give thanksgiving to him. And he's calling us into that place. He's stirring in us a thankful heart. He's creating a culture in our church that we would give him praise, yes, even in the midst. Amen? Not so much for what he's doing, but actually for who he is and what he has already done. Amen? That we would praise him and thank him on the basis of hearing his word. On the basis of his word, even without seeing any results, that we would begin to praise and thank him on the basis of what he has said to us in his word. Hallelujah. That each time that we would open the scriptures and read his word, that thanksgiving would rise up from the inside of us. Amen. And we begin to give him praise and thanks for what he has said, for the truth that he's imparting into our hearts. Oh, hallelujah. Is anyone else with me this morning? Bless the Lord. I don't mind if you preach back at me. It's awesome. Amen. And I believe that this is happening because of the pursuit of his presence. If we go to Psalm 63, the pursuit of his presence is the pursuit of him. Amen. Psalm 63, verse 2, Passion Translation, I am energized every time I enter into your heavenly sanctuary. You know, he wants people energized when they enter into the sanctuary. But we no longer call it the auditorium, but we call it the sanctuary. Will you be with me with that? Would you begin to declare that this is a sanctuary? This is a place where God's presence dwells. Amen. He dwells corporately. He dwells within us individually, and he dwells with us corporately when we gather together in the sanctuary. Amen. I'm reading it. I am energized. Someone say, I am energized. Every time I enter into your heavenly sanctuary to see more of your power and drink in more of your glory. Oh, hallelujah. That every time we get together, we see more of his power and we drink more of his glory. Someone say, have a drink. Will you turn to someone and say, have a drink of the glory of God? Amen. You know, hungry people, thirsty people drink, and they come purpose to drink. They come purpose to give 100%. I love our worshiper team. They didn't give us leftovers because this is just the, you know, this is the holiday period. They didn't bring leftovers to God today. They brought 100%. They brought their best. We're here to bring our best to him today. Amen. I'm not just sort of hanging here because this is what I do on a Sunday morning. I'm coming to bring God my best. Someone say my best. Oh, hallelujah. Not the leftovers. Hallelujah. This isn't a leftover meeting. Amen. I want to read this scripture again. I'm getting a bit excited here. Can you tell? Woo! Just reading his word will do it for me. Oh, why don't we just read his word? That's a good idea. I'm energized every time I enter your heavenly sanctuary to see more of your power and drink more of your glory. Someone says, well, I don't feel like that. Well, we begin to declare it, begin to decree it, that every time I walk into the sanctuary, I'm energized. Amen? I'm here to drink more of your glory, Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. For your tender mercies mean more to me than life itself. How I love and praise you, God. Daily I will worship you passionately and with all my heart. My arms will wave to you like banners of praise. I overflow with praise when I come before you. For the anointing of your presence satisfies me like nothing else. Like nothing else. You are such a rich banquet of pleasure to my soul. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Amen. He's inviting us into 2026 in a spirit, a heart of thanksgiving, heartfelt thanksgiving. We step out of it with thanksgiving and we enter in to 2026 with thanksgiving. Amen. Hallelujah. We can develop a thankful heart by thanking him for provision, babies, amen, healings, a number of things. But for most of us, there's something. There's just, for most of us, I'm not saying all of us, but for most of us, there's just something hanging in our lives that we find it really difficult to give thanks for. Can anyone hear me? Anyone relate? Give me a hand, or is it mom the only hand that... Yeah, I'm actually having trouble. We can have trouble giving him thanks for. Amen? Bless the Lord. And we can say, I'm disappointed that I haven't seen the breakthrough in this area. Can someone relate to that? Yeah? Shakara branda salibele. You know, he wants to cause a breakthrough in us. Amen. He wants to cause us to break through, that we would celebrate the answer before we see it. Oh, hallelujah. And the guarantee is if we begin to celebrate the answer before we see it, guess what? We'll find ourselves standing in it. Amen. Come on. That was better. That deserved a better yes, whatever. That deserved a big amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But he said, in everything give thanks, in everything. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 to 19 says, rejoice always. Someone say always. Always. Pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. He's saying in everything give thanks. Not for everything, but in everything give thanks. And don't quench the Spirit of God. You see, when you don't quench the Spirit of God by grumbling and complaining and feeling disappointed, when you begin to rejoice in the circumstance, you don't quench the Spirit of God. And guess what? He gets a moving. I said the Spirit gets a moving. Amen. He gets a moving. He's waiting for you to begin to declare and decree the breakthrough and pray through for breakthrough. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, come on. That's a good word right there. Someone say, I'm not going to quench the Holy Spirit. Amen. By grumbling and complaining. Oh, hallelujah. You got that? Awesome, awesome. You see, there's an incredible place, a door that God is opening, a gate that he has opened for us. And we have access through the blood of Jesus, getting ahead of myself here right now. Amen. We have access. We have been given access. Oh, bless the Lord. There's a gate, there's a doorway right into that place of thanksgiving where we can begin to live as if it already was. And, you know, he wants his church to grow and develop into that. Yeah? He wants us to grow and develop until we actually, as faith is, faith perceives what a fact, what isn't revealed to its senses. When God speaks, that's a fact. Amen? I said, when God speaks to me, that's the truth. Amen? And I begin to celebrate him and thank him on the basis of the fact that he has spoken to me. Amen? Hallelujah. What does that sort of faith feel like? It feels like confidence before God. It feels like confidence in a situation. It feels like confidence in a circumstance that I am going to experience the breakthrough. As a matter of fact, me celebrating like I already have experienced the breakthrough will actually cause the breakthrough. That's a good word right there. Hallelujah. Come on now. Come on now. I believe this word is going to draw you into a place, going to cause such a hunger and a thirst in you for the more. Amen. Such a hunger and a thirst for the miraculous, because this is what sets us up for it. Oh, hallelujah. I tell you what, the enemy did everything to stop me coming to church this morning. And now I'm starting to realize why. He cut off the power. I mean, I've lived with dread for years. What would ever happen if he cut off the power on a Sunday morning when I've got to blow dry my hair? I mean, serious, this is serious business here. This is serious stuff going on. And I know half of my family are on the same grid as me, so there's little hope there, but there's one that crosses the road. Across the road. I went across the road. Praise God. But he did everything. And I won't go on with it. Amen? I got here and I got my hair blowed. I blow dried my hair, so that's cool. Thank you, Jesus. I want to read 1 Thessalonians to get me back on track again. 5:16. Rejoice always. Someone say always. Pray without ceasing. What does that mean? Just don't give up. You know, God wants to develop perseverance in us, and that is a word we don't like too much, but he wants to develop that in us. He wants us to learn how to persevere. What causes perseverance? Belief that he is. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. That he is all that he says that he is, and he's doing what he says he will do. Hallelujah, as we put our trust in him. Goes on, don't quench the Spirit. So we're developing a lifestyle of thanksgiving with disappointment. We can be trying to develop this lifestyle of thanksgiving with disappointment hanging over and bidding for our attention. What is that thing? The thing that we haven't had breakthrough. You know, any area of my life that I'm not willing to give thanks in, this is the actual, it's a measure of how much that circumstance has control over my life, and it highlights an area that I do not trust him in. It's actually revealing, if I'm disappointed, it's actually revealing to me that I'm not trusting God in that area. because I cease to give him thanks for it. Amen? What does he say? In everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. This is why this thing, if I'm not trusting in this thing, this situation can be controlling my emotions. It can be speaking loudly. Let's go to Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. What does it say? It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Someone say, all your heart. You see, this thing, this circumstance can be whatever it be, lack or you know, just a breakthrough that you're hoping for, just not happening. But whatever it is, it's saying, trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. But acknowledge the Lord in all your ways and he will direct your path. Where will he direct your path? Right through those gates of thanksgiving. This word is coming right now to direct you to trust in him and to go right through that gate, oh hallelujah, into his presence, into his power, into his glory by giving him thanks and praise. He says, trust in me and I'll direct your path. Trust in this word that you're hearing. Make it a now word. It's not just a good sermon. I gave up giving them years ago. Just go in, run into him. Go into him. Run into those, go through those gates with thanksgiving. That's where he's directing us. Not into meditating the circumstances. Turn to someone and say, he is trustworthy. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Even when there is not enough. What did Jesus do when there wasn't enough? Turn with me to John 6. You know it well. What did he do? Oh, come on. I said, what did he do? You give thanks. I need not go here, but I am anyway. John 6, verse 11. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples and the disciples to those sitting down and likewise of the fish as much as they wanted. So when they were filled, he said to his disciple, gather up the fragments that remain so that nothing is lost. Therefore they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of 5 barley loaves which were left over by those who had eaten them. Then those men, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did, said, this is truly a prophet who is come into the world. He didn't have enough and he gave thanks. Even though it wasn't enough, he gave thanks. Amen? And what happened? A miracle took place. Amen? God took what wasn't enough and caused it to be more than enough. Caused it to become more than enough. Amen? Hallelujah. 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 What do I do when it doesn't seem enough? I give thanks for what I have. I give thanks in the midst of him. Amen? I give thanks in the midst of it. And he brings the increase. Amen? Give thanks in everything. Turn to someone and say, that's what I'm doing. Trust him in all your ways. Amen. Trust him in all your ways. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Turn with me to Psalm 100 now. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. You know, we need to look at the word as a command, not a suggestion. If we've given our lives to Jesus, then he's the one that we follow. Amen? We don't look into his word as a suggestion. We look into it as a command. He says, enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever and his faithfulness continues to all generations. Thanksgiving is all about his presence. The destiny is the throne room of God. Thanksgiving is our response to what he's done for us. Praise is our response to his nature. Thankfulness always brings us into an increasing revelation of his nature. Hallelujah. Moses said, let me know your ways that I would know you. The revelation of his nature invites us into an encounter with him. You see, this scripture is inviting us into an encounter with him because his presence is him. It's encountering Jesus. It's encountering more of him. You see, with the loaves and the fishes, Jesus was thanking him for what he had, but he wanted more. I have need of more. Thankfulness is an expression of our trust in him, which keeps us in a place of awareness of his presence. As I said last week, whenever you study the tabernacle, you will find there is a progression into the presence of the Lord. You can go through the gates with thanksgiving, enter into the courts with praise, then into the Holy of Holies. Hebrews 10:19 says, therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter into the Holies by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil that is his flesh. Remember that he's creating a sanctuary. Josh, just come here for a second, will you? Josh told me the other day of a vision that he had last week about the veil. Yeah?
Yeah, hey, as we were worshipping last week, you know that the setup of the temple, there was like the Holy of Holies, which is where the presence of God was. And there was a curtain. There was the veil that was there. And as we were worshipping, I just saw these drapes over the doors. And they're just on the front and the back. And I'm looking at these drapes. And I saw people coming in. And then I realized that this was the place marked by his presence. This was the Holy of Holies where the presence of the Lord resides. And it was that place, and there was this free flow of people just entering into the presence. You know, that veil is now being torn and we can freely enter into that place. But that's what I saw last week.
Amen. Let's celebrate that. Amen. Let's see that. You know, he gives us that vision in our hearts of what he has prepared for us. You know, when we spend time in him, when we enter into through those gates, we come into those courts, we enter into that place with him, into his presence, into him, he begins to show us. He begins to reveal what he has purpose for us. He begins to reveal his plan for us. Amen? And the wonderful thing about the revealer of the plan, the one who has the plan, the one who reveals the plan, he's the one that brings the plan into place. He's the one that brings it to pass. Oh. The person whose plan it is the one who reveals it and is the one who brings it to pass as we place our trust in him. And as we place our trust in him, what does that look like? It looks like thanksgiving. Hallelujah. It looks like thanksgiving. Bless the Lord. So much here. Ha. Ore brasta nevehete. Yep. Look at it all. 20 pages of notes. Bless the Lord. As I said last week, it's heaven's protocol. He's the one that gets to say how we enter in, not us. We get to choose to do it his way. He reveals the way. We choose to go in his way. Yeah? He's the one with the protocol, and because he's the king, he gets the say. Amen? Because he's Lord, he gets the say. You gave up your right to have an opinion on how to enter into him when you receive Jesus as Lord, not just Savior, Lord. That means he's the boss. Amen? And he's provided the way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to read this scripture as we finish. As I shared last week, Ezekiel 46, verse 9. Someone say, we enter in his way. Hallelujah. Do you know with every word there's an invitation to enter a grace to actually equip us, an enabling grace to equip us to live out what he's saying. You know, like an invitation, there's a grace for this. Someone says, well, I don't feel very thankful. You know, well, what? Guess what? If you receive this word today and you just by faith begin to step into thanksgiving, I believe that you won't be able to stop. You'll be giving him thanks for everything. I'm going to read that scripture, remember. Do you know, I remember. It's good to remember. When I was first born again, Tim's sister, his eldest sister, before I was filled with the Spirit, when I talked to her, she used to say, hallelujah, praise the Lord about everything. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And I used to think, have to say that about everything? It's like you never stop saying hallelujah, praise the Lord. And she'd say it about the simplest thing. I think that is just ridiculous. Why would you thank God for that? You know, the tiniest little thing. Everything. And what happened was because she kept on giving thanks to God, she just kept on getting filled. Because her thanksgiving come up to God as incense. It was like me being filled by singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and making melody with all your heart to the Lord. Amen? So she just kept on saying, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And I said, it's really annoying. It's getting annoying. But guess what? He got me. He got me. And I was filled with his Spirit. So he kept on celebrating himself through me. That's what grace looks like. Grace looks like him thanking, oh, hallelujah, filling you with celebration for himself and operating through you until it just keeps on coming up and coming up and coming up. I shared a couple of weeks ago, I just keep on having these surges of thanksgiving. I think, what's that for? What's that about? I don't know, but what I do know that if thanksgiving is rising up on the inside of me, I'm going to go with it. Because I believe that I'm thanking him for stuff that I wouldn't even dare ask him for. Why? Because it's greater than what I can imagine. It's greater than the things I can think of. Hallelujah, who's that there? Glory to God, look at you. Off and got married. Bless the Lord. Congratulations. We get to congratulate you. Oh, wow. I bet you're thanking for that. And you too. And you too. Bless you. Wow, we'll meet properly later. Oh, how good is that? So welcome. I'm so glad you came and visited us. Oh, wow. She's family. Our family's all over the world. I don't know if you don't know that, but it's all over the world. 46. But when the people of the land come before the Lord on the appointed feast days, whoever enters in by way of the north gate to worship shall go out by the way of the south gate, and whoever enters by way of the south gate shall go out by way of the north gate. He shall not return by the way of the gate through which he came, but shall go out through the opposite gate. You know, I believe in the context of what I'm sharing today, he's saying, when you come in, you're not going to go out the same. Amen? And that's his desire in his sanctuary, that we don't go out the same. Amen? Oh, come on. I said we go in one way and we come out another. Amen? We come out another way. Bless the Lord. We had that happen. I've got a testimony ready for you, but can't be shared today. A person came in with stuff all over. They came in one way, but they went out free from it. And I'm declaring that over you today. Why don't you stand up? I'm going to declare that over you today. Amen? That whatever you came in with today, whatever disappointment you came in with, I would just don't stand there stout against it. Why not just receive it? Why not just yield to what the Spirit of God's doing? He's greater than you. He's greater than me. He's greater than your problem. Amen. He's greater than your disappointment. Amen. And begin to celebrate him. Step into that place of thanksgiving. Amen. Step into that place of praise. Just let it drop off you. I said, come in one way and go out another. Come in one way and go out different. Come in one way and go out changed. Amen. Come in one way and go out delivered. Come in one way and go out free. Come in one way and go out healed. Through your thanksgiving. Through your thanksgiving. Amen. You've got a song burning.